The historic town of Falmouth has been the center of much attention on the tourism circuit, with recent upgrades including the expansion of the Falmouth cruise ship pier, providing new opportunities for the old locale. Noted for being the island's best-preserved Georgian town with buildings dating back to the 19th century, the town was founded by Thomas Reed in 1769. At a time when Jamaica was one of the world's biggest producers of sugar, Falmouth playing its role shipping sugar, molasses, rum, and coffee to Europe. Falmouth is now looking to reclaim its place as a port of call destination, this time for cruise vessels. Most recently, the world's largest cruise ship, Harmony of the Seas, made its first of several bi-monthly calls, carrying over 6,000 passengers. And things are looking to get even better for locals and visitors alike, as Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett has announced plans to make the town the first complete heritage township destination in Jamaica.
We are committed to get it right for the town of Falmouth, because we believe that Falmouth represents the greatest potential for an iconic attraction in Jamaica today.
He says the ministry is looking at heritage town models across the world, examining what best practices can be adopted to suit the area.
We have seen what several of our neighbors have done with heritage towns, and how these towns have not only been transformed, but have become transformative in that the lives of the people within the town and around the town have been changed significantly. It is that formula that we want to put into Falmouth, to not just transform Falmouth into a heritage township par excellence, but we want Falmouth to be a transformative town that changes the lives of the people who live in this community.
Acting Executive Director of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Doric Gray, says the town is well poised to become a full township, noting a previous declaration by the JNHT.
It is declared already by the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Falmouth. We call it a historic district. There are very important buildings of significance from the 19th century that were built in Falmouth. One of them, the courthouse, which stands out as very, very significant in terms of its construction.
Heritage townships and a heritage district. What makes the difference? Minister Bartlett explains that the township status of Falmouth will take the inscription a step further, where life and infrastructural development will revolve entirely around the rich historical experience the town has to offer. This will be the key to economic development for the once-forgotten town. He notes that while other historic towns already exist across the island, for instance Port Royal, Falmouth will act as the flagship project for the future upgrading of other towns. Mr. Gray is therefore seeking to assure residents that the plans, when complete, will exist for the development of all Jamaicans.
There has been quite a significant amount of restoration of some of the historic buildings, the living quarters of persons within it. And I think the major thing is to try to let people understand, because people believe that we are doing it in opposition to them. It's not. It's trying to preserve something for all Jamaica, including the people that actually live within the town itself.
Acting Executive Director of the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Doric Gray. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the government is getting assistance from international planners and thinkers to ensure the right structures are created to ascertain the sustainability of the heritage township of Falmouth.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.